This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston. Local Ukrainians and others gathered on Beacon Hill today to express support and concern for their friends and relatives back home. WBUR's Steve Brown caught up with some of them.
About 100 people converged on the front steps of the State House just hours after Russian troops moved into Ukraine. Many carried blue and yellow Ukrainian flags. Others held signs denouncing Russian President Vladimir Putin and condemning the invasion of their country. Slavko Olenek lives in Framingham with his family, but still has relatives in his native Ukraine. He says he's angry about Russia's actions.
They're starting a big war in Europe, and they're attacking a sovereign country that has done nothing to deserve any of that.
Putin, go home!
Ola Sherpa was visibly upset as she and some friends wrapped themselves in a huge Ukrainian flag. She runs a business here, but her parents and other friends remain in Ukraine. She fears for their safety.
Now my friends trying to find the way to move from the big cities because it's very dangerous.
Hands off Ukraine! Hands off Ukraine!
MIT student Artem Laptiev led fellow demonstrators in chants supporting Ukraine and criticizing Putin and the Russian invasion. Laptiev is also concerned about those back home.
I'm from Ukraine. My hometown is Kharkiv, which is located 20 kilometers away from the Russian border, which makes me very worried for my family and for all of my friends. Here I study at MIT, undergraduate student, international student. So yeah, I only have to, communicate back to my country and see if they're all okay.
Not everyone at the rally was from Ukraine. Harvard student Jan Krajka stood with others holding a flag from his native Poland.
I stand with Ukraine. Poland stands with Ukraine. This is our problem. And there is no two nations who are closer aligned in goal than Poland and Ukraine. We both want democracy, freedom, to be part of the West, to be European. We don't want to be part of Russia's corrupt tyranny and oppression.
Ukrainians at the rally urge people to lobby Congress to support the Biden administration's sanctions against Russia. They also ask people to donate funds to help support the Ukrainian military as it tries to fight back Russian troops. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.